¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah.
The text from Colleen. Colleen sent us a tweet, not a text, a tweet that says, newest listener to the bench. Thanks for keeping us entertained in the hospital. Little baby.
Congratulations.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a new listener yesterday in Amber.
Math teacher.
She said she listened to the show. She's probably listening right now. Thanks for listening in.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
congratulations, Colleen. Got a little baby. She's listening in the hospital right now.
Nice.
We're trying to keep her entertained. That's
Lamont says this. You got the Ballard quote. And Lamont says, I know Ballard's your boy, LZ, but saying the rivalry is back on is lame.
It's lame. He's not trying to make a slogan, Lamont. He's trying to basically say, bleep these mother bleepers.
Well, yeah. He couldn't say bleep them. Well, he could. Now, you said that Indianapolis has reacted. They loved it.
Oh, Indianapolis is
going not really
crazy.
A rivalry, though, when it's so one-sided.
It's not. But Chris is also not scared. Like, Lamont maybe would be scared if he were Indianapolis, like, let's not talk. Let's not say this.
I'm just saying, Lamont.
Chris Ballard is not afraid of New England. Now, here's the thing. He's right now, he's got a spoon at a gunfight. Although, even though New England might be maybe trailing down a little bit, New England would pulverize the Colts.
And they have.
Yes.
Historically, they've kicked their ass. And again, is it much of a rivalry to New England?
It has been in the past. It's been a big one. When it was. Now, better be getting Andrew Luck back.
However, it was still dominated by New England.
You got to understand this. That's the thought is, like, why would you say that when you don't have anything? Because he's not trying to parse his words and, like, I better not say anything unless things are really in our favor. He's basically saying, let's go then. You guys want to pull this crap and you want to pull this crap, Josh, then it's on now. Because he's not afraid of competing.
Well, right.
And he doesn't have to have the deck loaded before he says like Twitter needs. And I'm not talking about Lamont. I mean, in general, everyone likes to have the upper hand before they take a shot. And Ballard was just like saying, okay, I think the Colts think that there was some fishy stuff with the Patriots. Not just Josh, with the Patriots in general.
They accused them of Deflategate.
We got Deflategate, and now you got, like, these two organizations, we kind of forget. They really hate each other. I don't know if
the thought is
Kraft
that
get along.
The reason that Kraft did this was to payback. Oh, no, Josh, don't go. Here's what we're going to do for you. You stay here, and we screw the Colts. Meanwhile, we screw the Colts. And you're a patriot for life, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. Josh McDaniel and Tony Dungy made the point, this is not on Kraft. You know what? Kraft is a businessman. He should be able to. He can do that. But Josh McDaniels screwed those coaches by taking that job. They went there, and now he backed out. You know that
happened. He let it get too far. And see, it's okay to pull out of that kind of situation.
Yeah.
He got so far in there that you can't pull out.
He got so far in there that he brought guys along with him.
Yeah.
Do you know that same exact thing happened when we started this at 15-16? That when I walked in and I quit 6-10. You remember that day?
Yeah.
And
then you stayed there.
Pardon me?
But then you stayed there for like...
Well, they made me
2 more weeks.
They made me keep on doing the show.
Yeah.
And then after the stuff that I was saying on the air.
Effort level was very poor from John after that.
The stuff that I was saying on the air, I don't think they really thought that was a good idea anymore to have me on the air.
What was the most egregious thing you said? Do you remember?
I don't, some things about management there that wasn't all that flattering.
Hmm. Finish out your 2 weeks, or did they say, okay, John, you got to go?
No, I think it only lasted a couple of shows, and then they said, you got
to
leave.
Was your intention to force your way out, or was that was just your natural emotions throughout those 2 days? Did you go into those two shows saying,
I'm going to bleep this up as hard as I can.
So this one doesn't make...
So I'm coming over here with the sales guys. John, I hired Johnny Harris, Sean Pendergast. You were coming. We can say it now. You were coming. And everybody was coming over here. In the meanwhile, I get a call from 790, and they offered me a lot of money to go over there and bring, and you, me and you, do the morning show over there.
When is this?
At 790. But before we started, when we started this,
In
the meantime, between quitting 610 and starting this up.
Did you not tell Lance that he had more money on the table?
Well, but it was exactly the case with Josh McDaniels here.
You were too far in.
Sean was coming. Johnny Harris was coming. Chance was coming. Frank was coming. You can't do that to people. You got to have some integrity, Del. See, you would have gone.
I'm just pointing out that you're no Josh McDaniels. They could have survived without you.
No, they would have. It wouldn't have worked. It really wouldn't have worked. No, it would have screwed them. Johnny Harris was moving across the country. He was left his job. Was leaving across the country.
Sean had just gotten fired by.
He had been released. They had downsized or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, that's right. But the same thing happened. My dad signed with Cincinnati. No, he had a contract with University of Cincinnati. Nick Saban came after him and kept trying to get him over, and he's like. Cincinnati found out and got him some more money. And my dad said, which I don't even know that they had to do, but he had to let them know another coach was trying to get him, and they said, well, we're going to give you more money. And they gave him more money. And it wasn't, assistant coach won big, big money anyway. And he turned down Saban. And he said, I can't because
I told these guys I was coming.
Yeah. He already had a contract with Cincinnati. He had just signed a contract.
Well, that makes it a lot more difficult.
You can get out, but he had just signed a contract and he didn't want to, you know what I mean?
My situation was I didn't sign a contract here, and it was almost identical to McDaniels. And I said, no, you can't.
I never knew that. That's the first time I ever heard that. So, you couldn't have done that.
You can't do that.
You couldn't have done
that. You can't do that to people. And these are friends of Josh McDaniels that he wanted and is bringing along from other places.
I honestly can't believe how selfish he was in that regard. Just because these are guys that whose lives and their families' lives are impacted. And that's why this is just something is just very strange here. Now, I get, I don't know if I want my family to do that. But you don't go all the way down the road. Now, here's what Dustin says. He goes, so the Colts can break a signed contract, and it's cool with Peyton Manning, he said. But Josh backs out of something that's not even signed, and he's wrong. Too many people have their peepees hurt over this. People back out of verbal agreements all the time. This is why this is different. It's not even comparable. Peyton Manning had been paid millions and millions. Peyton Manning had an issue with the shoulder. He had a contract that you can be cut in the NFL. Those are not guaranteed contracts. You have guaranteed money built into contracts, but none of those monies are and they did not screw him out of any money. The Colts didn't screw him out of money.
Are the Colts not going to pay those assistants they hired that they may or may not keep?
No,
like say if they don't keep them.
They already said they're keeping them. In the press conference, he said, we would never do that to those assistants.
So they're going
to
be on staff.
They're going to honor the contracts.
Yeah.
So what happens is... Those assistants don't get the coach for Josh McDaniel. That's the fallout. But they do get the coach for the Colts.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. And the tricky part is.
But the problem is that the next guy might not want those guys.
I know.
He might not know them.
That's why I'm.
That's going to create a coaching staff or a coaching room could be possibly uncomfortable.
Yeah, I understand that. That's why the question was yesterday, why would the Colts, I get you have to honor the deals, but why would you put your new coach, your new head coach in that situation where he may not want the guys? How is that going to work?
Because that coach has to understand that, hey, that's part of the job. We're not screwing these guys and their families.
Yeah.
It's not their fault.
That's what I'm asking. No matter what happens, if they say, okay, we can't do this. We're going to have a clean staff. Let this guy hire his guys. Would they still be paying the other guys? Okay. So it's more of these guys are going to be out of work for a year, but they would still get their money.
So here's the problem is if you are out of work even for a year in that business, it can be very, very dangerous when you're out of because it's all based on relationships. So your relationship was one of your relationships was with Josh McDaniel, and now Josh is he's a pariah at any kind of other head. He's got to just keep the New England job. And if he stays in New England, most of those coaches are probably going to still be on staff over with the Patriots. So I don't know. I just find it to be an interesting one. I don't, Dustin, I can't get behind the Manning comparison.
It's apples and oranges.
Way too far. Josh could have backed out way before. You don't go so far in that you screw not only an entire organization, but everyone surrounding that were your guys you brought in.
What about the scenario? I mean, he's still getting his money, obviously. What about the scenario where the Clippers sold Blake Griffin on, hey, you're a Clipper for life. We want you here for the next however many years.
That was a crap move.
And then months later,
that was a crap move.
Beat it.
That's a crap move.
That's a complete BS move.
No.
If
I'm going to the Clippers, I don't trust. First of all, they killed themselves.
This is real easy, though. That's on Blake for not having a no-trade clause. Yeah. I don't know how in the world in this day and age you signed that kind of contract and you don't have a no-trade clause.
That's fine. He didn't have that caveat.
His agent clearly.
But they told him, hey, you're our guy. He could have gone, not anywhere, but he could have gone multiple places in the offseason, and they sold him on, we're building around you.
And then here's how you do. Like, once again, Dell, that's on him, because all he had to do is say no trade clause, like every star gets. He clearly didn't have an issue with not having
a no trade. But even if you don't have a no trade clause, what the Clippers did by selling him on staying and the big push and then do that.
Oh, it's a BS
I'm telling you, if I'm a free agent, I'm like, you can't trust the Clippers.
No. Well, but, you know, I've always worried this about the Rockets. Daryl Morey has a one-track mind, try to win a championship, and people's, you know, I'm just here for 1 year, 2 years. Well,
isn't that what Dwight's agent accused him of?
And I get that. But and the thought's always the Rockets aren't going to be able to get free agents, but they always do. I keep thinking it's going to be a factor, and it never is.
I don't know that the Clippers will. I don't know that the Clippers. This is a different deal. No, Daryl Morey didn't do anything like this.
Daryl just flips pieces. Flip.
Now, if he got rid of James Harden right now after signing him to that long term deal,
yeah. But you know why he can't? James probably has a no-trade clause.
I don't know. We don't know.
LeBron does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, LeBron said, this is what.
I'm pretty sure.
Give me this money. This is what I want in it.
I'm pretty sure if Daryl Morey signed you, if you're a Rocket, he's like, we're not doing no-trade clauses.
No.
No. And I also will tell you about Renter's Warehouse real quick. I need to tell you about, here's a number I want you to keep, 713-224-RENT.
Don't buy.
Yeah, don't buy here. I wouldn't buy if I rent. If you do buy here, I want you to know about Renter's Warehouse because you may have to put your house in the market.
Corey, don't buy.
Hey, Sam. Hey. How you doing? Welcome to Houston. Sam. Decker, it's great to have you. Great runs of the Final Four. You and Kaminsky were awesome.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to tell you about some rental properties that you can get your hands on. Like, I was thinking about getting a sweet house. Like,
not great to invest here.
I'd go like high rise. Yeah. You don't need a yard.
Time to, how about this? And if you want to sell your car, Sam, because you got to fly up and you don't want to drive it all the way up to where you're going now, why don't you go to GiveMeTheVIN.com? Because you will get top dollar for your vehicle at GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com is John Clay Wolf's company, and he's spectacular. You'll hear him on Saturday mornings right here on ESPN 97.5. And it's amazing. Over the phone, you tell him, it's a 2011 Sierra with 79,000 miles on it. How much? And bing. He's like, in 2 seconds, he can tell you what it's worth. It's unbelievable how good he is at this. And, you know, and then he says, well, you know, and within, I got to see how, you know, what kind of shape it's in and everything else. But here's the deal. Your dealership is not giving you top dollar when you trade it in. They're going to give you as little as they possibly can. That's where they make their money, reselling that car off. You're going to tell you, well, we'll take some off the new car sticker instead, and we'll only give you this. Well, how about take it off the new car sticker, and I'll take John Clay Wolf's offer. That's the way to go about this. GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com. Tell them you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5. I tell down the mile with the for real. You can't even talk to the
nah. She room with bosses. Oh God. I pull up. ESPN 97.5. I've been popping, man. I feel just like a rock star. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Which show has the shortest wait times in the business?
Us.
That's it.
Not this one, because somebody's
been holding right here.
Somebody's been
right here. This
not,
show.
Someone's been holding for 30
right
minutes.
Let's go to Trucker.
Someone's been holding for over 30 minutes.
Gilbert,
so you don't have
Gilbert. Gilbert, Gilbert doesn't count. All right. Every time Gilbert calls. You know what, Gilbert? You need to call every day.
Shortest
at 11
wait time
o'clock,
in the game. 11
11:10. Because you'll get on right away, Gilbert.
You clearly don't know how our show works. We would take Gilbert all the time. We don't care. If he called in all the time, we would take him. We don't care. That's not a threat.
We take Gilbert all the time. You know, once every
you haven't taken him all
month
week.
Or so.
You haven't taken him all week.
I didn't see him, his name up there.
That's a lie.
Trucker Mike is here on ESPN 97.5. He's been waiting. What do you say, Trucker Mike?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Two comments and a question. Personal question. First thing, I don't care about the Colts. I'm glad that they're in this predicament. I feel bad for those coaches, but the Colts have been kicking our butts all these years. So
that's true.
Care.
That's true. I've got a personal friend there, but the city of Houston should be. Let's get it straight. The city of Houston should be glad this happened to one of the teams.
Oh no, I'm glad they're in disarray.
Yeah,
no question.
I mean, that's no doubt.
Oh yeah. Second thing. As far as Blake Griffin getting a no-trade clause, I thought it was only three players in the NBA with no-trade clause. Melo, Dirk, and Bron, of course.
Really? Is that it?
I didn't know I didn't know he had the opportunity to get that. But if he could have, he should have got that. And then my question I want to ask John, how hard was it for you not to screw all your friends and take that other job? And then on the flip side, if your wife wanted you to take that other job with more money and it had been just you and your buddy Lance, would you have considered it?
No. My wife. I talked to my wife. I was like, holy crap. Oh, it was a much better deal.
Really?
Much better.
But you got like a piece of the action here, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, it's only
it depends on how
sell.
We sell, right? Yeah, yeah. It's that all depends on that. So, no. It was a much better deal. But I told my wife, and she was like, "You have to do what you have to do. That's all." I mean, it wasn't an option. I was flattered, and I was like, "Yeah, that's cool." But I talked to them multiple times, but I just said, "I just can't do it. That's all. Just couldn't do it." There's no way I could look at any of those guys ever again.
You could
say,
never be a college football coach.
I could never be a college
not football. A head coach.
Not a head coach because no. I couldn't screw people.
You know, no. So I had something where I was offered a job in San Francisco in 2014, and I didn't want to screw Adam Clayton. And I actually was offered a job in 2014 in San Francisco, and I thought, man.
Get back on the mic, Jeff.
And I almost, it was the hardest thing. Like, it was got to the point where they made the money right, and then I was like, because you got to make the money right because it's so unbelievably expensive. And I had to live 30 minutes away in a 21-square-foot house that where rent would have been $3,900. Like, it was insane.
Yeah.
And so, but here's the thing. Chad Dewing, a friend of mine, they had already hired him from Portland, and he was coming into this show, and the guy wanted to pair me and Chad. And I love Chad. Chad's a great guy. I think we do a pretty good show together. And I thought about it, and I went back and forth, and I never committed. I said, boy, and I never let it get far enough along where he knew the entire time I said, I don't want you to hire Chad Bates. He goes, hey, I'm bringing Chad down here regardless of you, but I want to pair the two of you up. And I never let Chad think that I was going to do this or that. I kept him in the loop because I didn't want to screw Jason and I didn't want to screw my radio station. So I did it early enough to where it wasn't a contractual issue, you know, where there was still time with everything. Because there are other people, anytime you have contract situations where your coach is like, you know what, I never respected Todd Graham. One and done at Rice.
Right.
One and done at wherever.
Well, and he went in there and fought. Mike Padet.
He got people fired across the board.
All kinds of people
who'd worked
at Rice.
There for years.
Yeah, no, I don't want this guy. I don't want this guy. I don't want that guy. He fires them all and then he leaves after a year.
I just don't respect that. I get
that you got to look out for yourself, but there's common decency in this world. Yeah. And there is a, you couldn't have done that. This is the first time I'm hearing about that, by the way. You couldn't have done that to John Harris.
No.
You couldn't have done that to Sean Pendergast.
No,
and I would have been put in a position where, like, John, I don't, I mean,
no.
These are my buddies, too.
Yeah, right,
I didn't even
right.
know what you were even building over here. Yeah, that yeah. was by that was on purpose.
Right.
And my friends in my face.
You couldn't have known. Otherwise, we would have been, it would have tortious interference.
Yeah, I never even knew.
Yeah.
And, you couldn't have done that. No. Like, that just would have been wrong.
No. No, it would have been.
I mean, if you had no moral compass, you could have screwed everybody.
That's right. And Josh McDaniels, to me, doesn't have that.
No. But once again, if you're a Texan fan, you should say, good, because we want the Colts to stink forever, because it looked like it was going to be Andrew Luck and the Colts raining down terror on the rest of the division. Because remember when our thought, this is what we were saying, how quick can it change in football? J.J. Watt will play forever. He will win 7 defensive MVPs. Will J.J. ever walk again? Now we're like, is J.J. ever going to play again? Can he walk? Does he have a cane? With Andrew Luck is, oh, the Colts go from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck. Life's not fair. Life's not fair. Now he's in Canada doing shoulder treatments, and he's like, is he going to have another shoulder surgery? Will he miss year 3? Yeah.
And meanwhile,
won the AFC South 2 years in a row.
Yeah. You forget about
I'm
that.
I'm sorry. Consistent winners.
Right. Now
consistent
you've got winners. The engine of death that is the Jags defense.
I don't love that defense.
No, I don't love that either.
I was just thinking about that. So the Colts, it's going to take a little while. First of all, Luck needs enough. Something that might have played into this is Josh McDaniels is like, wait a minute. Andrew Luck is not, he might not play
so
again.
So the press conference, they said he never talked to Luck. He never blah, 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 whatever. I don't know if it played in or not. I know this, from the outside looking in, the Colts are a long way away.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see it close.
And I don't think the Titans are. If you want to know the truth,
really?
Yeah, they made the playoffs. I don't think they're
I don't feel like it either.
Do you believe that Marcus Mariota is a championship quarterback?
The Titans are what the
Texans. I believe he's Alex Smith. Which is pretty
possibly, yeah.
Which is pretty damn skippy.
The Titans are what
if you have the right team around them.
The Texans were.
Alex Smith, how far has he gotten?
It's okay. He's a good player, but
no,
not
he's
great.
A really good player. And Mariota got him to the playoffs, but
and he
Alex
won a
Smith's
playoff
gotten
game.
A lot further than the Texans.
Yeah, Alex Smith's been to an NFC title game.
Okay, what does that mean? It got a lot further
you,
than the Texans.
You asked us.
Well, that's what I'm
what
saying.
Does that mean?
You asked
well,
us what if he's Alex Smith.
Oh well, then. What the hell?
You asked us what Alex Smith has done. If he's Alex Smith, then he would take the team farther than the Texans have ever been. I don't know what Mariota is.
But since when is that the 9-7's not the bar?
Well, we're talking about the Texans.
9-7's not the bar.
We're talking about the Texans, who they have to compete against. If there's a quarterback in your division who's capable of taking them farther than you
are. Are we talking about Deshaun Watson's Texans? Because we haven't seen that yet.
I'm just not.
Yeah, he was 3-3.
I'm not convinced Deshaun's going to average.
5-1.
I'm not convinced Deshaun.
No, he was 3-3.
No, he was 5-1.
No, he wasn't.
He was 3-3. There's not a Deshaun Watson. No. Special record,
right.
And then OB gets the different record.
Right.
Deshaun's got to take his L's too.
OB was 3-3.
Deshaun didn't
Deshaun
get to 40.
Was 5-1.
It was on Deshaun too. He didn't get him to 40.
Oh, yeah.
If he had scored 48 points, they would have won those games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, get to 40. Don't punt ever.
Same with Tom Brady. There's some guy named Rob Parker. Who knows who Rob Parker is?
He was the dude who called
Cornball. Cornball brother.
RG3.
Oh.
RG3.
He says this loss was 100% on Tom Brady.
Well, yeah. He got strip sacked and how
drop
about stop
the pass.
Stop selling for field goals.
See,
drop the pass.
Stop selling for field goals.
This is where I struggle with the media.
Yeah.
When you intentionally write articles, you're like, man, I got to do something different.
Yeah.
I got to have a differing opinion. It's Skip Bayless has made a career out of it. When you intentionally do it, if you don't believe it, if you don't sell it, like, how can you sell three touchdowns and 505?
It's still Skip Bayless, the old tweets of Skip Bayless are some of the most ridiculous crap ever, and he's lost all credibility. Now he makes $5 million a year, but he's lost all credibility.
Old takes exposed is a dangerous Twitter account.
Yes.
He followed me once, and I was like, block, unblock, so like you can't follow me. Nope.
Time to talk about where your heart is, and home is where the heart is. Listen. If you've got drafty windows or you got any problem with your windows, if they didn't hold up during the hurricane, how about the new duration window from Simonton? update your windows, new duration windows will get rid of the cold draft coming in, reduce your energy bills, and give your home back the beautiful curb appeal. And by the way, it's Houston, so it's going to get hot. The hot air comes in too. So you're wasting all that electricity if you don't have great windows. Allied Siding and Windows is the clear leader in replacement windows, installing more replacement windows than anyone in Texas. Industry-leading 100-year warranty on Simonton duration windows. Call Allied now at 713-WINDOWS. Takes just a 30-second call to set up a 30-minute meeting. No high-pressured sales pitch, just a free estimate. And you're going to get a $500 Amazon certificate with a whole home window purchase. 100% financing. This is the best thing. Leonard says, zero down. Zero down. You're not going to pay anything until we get that job done. And you don't have to start payments. You don't have to start payments for 18 months. Call Allied now. 713-WINDOWS, 713-946-3697. Allied Siding and Windows. Affordable, local, reliable.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 835 ESPN 97.5. If you want to come in, come on. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If you and even if Gilbert calls, we'll put him on right away.
Lies. He's been on for multiple times at 30 minutes.
That's a different Gilbert.
No, it was probably Gilbert Fuente.
That was Gilbert, the French guy.
Yeah, Gilbert Fuente.
Do we have the video, by the way? Josh, if we don't have it posted, I'll retweet it now. Go ahead and follow our account, by the way, our Twitter account. You need to follow that at ESPN975. At ESPN975. A lot of great Twitter stuff on there. We got a lot of great viral videos that if you haven't seen, if you follow that, you will be able to see it. So follow at follow ESPN Houston 97.5.
But I tell you this.
Because you know what video I'm talking about, right?
After the show started, I went to the bathroom and Josh isn't here. Josh was not here this morning.
That's so what the was first time ever.
Oh, here he is. Where were you this morning? No. I went to the bathroom at 8:15 or 7:15, and you weren't sitting at your desk.
Yeah, I got in about 7:20.
Oh, 7:20. That's okay.
Hey, Josh, get on a mic real quick.
So let me ask you a question, Josh. Yeah, how does it feel to be a slouch? How does it feel to be a sloucher now, all of it?
It feels pretty terrible because I had to get out and pump air into my tire, so I actually have a pretty good excuse.
Oh.
So caught a nail this morning. Okay, so that was real.
The
funny
excuses are everybody's got one.
Yeah. Elbows, they're like elbows. Like, yeah.
Well, or something else.
Yeah,
and so you should allot time in case you have to fill your tires in the morning to be here.
Sure, I do that going forward.
Josh can't hear me, but you know what else he could do is allot time to possibly drive to the wrong location for a show, so you can make it to the actual location. On time.
Was I here on time? I here
yesterday?
Yeah, I'm talking about yesterday. Yeah, I was here on time.
Were you at the location?
I don't think you were. First segment, you were in the car yesterday.
Yeah, was I on the air?
So what?
it feels like Deshaun's 5-1 record.
That, yeah. So what you should do, John, is a lot time to possibly drive to the wrong place, and then you have enough time to get to the right place if you show up at the wrong time.
Well, that nothing seems sillier to me. Okay, so now ESPN 97.5 at ESPN 97.5.
Seven new followers. Keep following at ESPN 97.5 because you guys are putting a lot. So one of the reasons that Josh is so good at the other station is he does a great job of pumping out viral videos.
Well, and here's the thing, too. Is you don't waste time with a lot of our crappy segments.
Yeah.
Josh will take a good segment and say, oh, look, the guy's talking about this. This was funny. And put it out there. And you don't have to. It's kind of like
Cliff
Netflix.
Notes.
It's kind of like no commercials. You know,
it's
you
like
can watch
preview.
Family Guy without all the commercials.
Yeah. It's a condensed. We call it condensed version.
Or it's
watch
like
a game in 30 minutes.
NFL games in 30 minutes, right?
Is it like a trailer at all or no?
It's not. No.
So here's what I'd like to do. See if you can do this, Josh. I really want this to happen. Highlights of today's show, whatever is funny or whatever, take that and then have Trey saying, previously on the bench. Just like, you know, you used to do with soap operas. And then it's before we enter the show, we have kind of like when Frank used to do the recap show, which is brilliant, by the way, when Frank did recap show back in the day. But I want to find a way
British
to get
dude.
Trey. Yeah. I want to find a way to get Trey involved with previously on the bench.
Just, that would be fantastic. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, so you got to follow at ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap has all kinds of great stuff on there. Lance wrote yesterday. I wrote today. Dell wrote yesterday. Raheel just basically regurgitates anything that he hears. Actually, he takes a segment and I think transcribes it.
Pretty much. She is the least all-in person I've ever met.
No. There's no question.
He was when he first got back in. Like, man, Lance, I'm out of the corporate world. This is amazing being back in radio. I do not take it for granted at all. Now I feel like he's back and take it for granted.
Well, I don't think he takes the show for granted.
No,
he
not
enjoys
that.
Yeah. But there are certain issues with other things he is encouraged to do that he's not all that thrilled
about. I know. And we need to all get all in. Like, I want Raheel to start doing 3 articles a week. I'm just going to be honest right here.
Well,
I think he's a talented writer and should build his brand with a little more.
I want to build the brand. I want him to build the brand.
What's the viral video today? What do we have going so far that we're pushing out?
I've been pushing SportsMap all day today. I posted a Mindy Leveno's video on Bill Belichick cost them a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing a little SportsMap stuff this morning, so go check that out.
What about Facebook?
Facebook. I have John's article up there right now.
You do?
I do.
On Facebook.
Yeah, so go check that out.
Did you tweet that out?
I did. I retweeted it out of the ESPN
account.
Well, at
me, and then I'll retweet those.
You got it, man.
Have we put the video up of the kid choosing Florida and his mom standing up and mean mugging him and walking off the set like when Landon Collins? Remember when Landon Collins did it?
Yes.
His mom's like, oh, no, you're not. He goes, I'm going to Alabama. She goes, no.
Right.
And I'm like,
did we put this? Can we put this story up, please?
Whatever you need, man.
A teacher. 31-year-old teacher says
something bad happened.
Charlie Jones Parker says it's unconstitutional to not be able to have sex with her students.
Oh my goodness!
She was convicted of having intercourse with 2 male 16-year-old students while she was a teacher at Pickens Academy. Now she wants her case overturned, claiming a law prohibiting sex with students is unconstitutional.
Actually, and in full disclosure, and Dell, don't make fun of me, but when I went to New York, I saw Hamilton. And one of the scenes, they did a rap about having sex with 16-year-old students and the Constitution. That was actually in there. Like, and it was David Diggs was in there. And when I do that in a 16-year-old, and it's like, I can't keep up, you know, the pace of tempo. Because he's got, you know, the alliteration is unbelievable. But there was actually songs about that and about the founding fathers and the Constitution. And I thought, what about you, Alexander Hamilton? Like, well, I just mostly handle the banking system. Do you have thoughts on the...
Sex with 16-year-olds in the
schoolhouses. Like, I believe the Constitution should protect those teachers who want to have sexual relations with students.
I feel like they would be right along those lines, considering, you know, they are good with owning people.
Oh, Del.
Yeah.
So I would imagine the whole having sex with 16-year-olds.
Actually, if we start looking at when people got married back then, like, that was probably not.
Yeah. You start thinking about like Elvis Peggy and Ross. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah,
too.
Peggy Ross was, and the founding fathers were married. Peggy Ross was married at the age of 17. Like, ooh. No, that's
13.
Yeah.
But not in a schoolhouse.
What?
I don't think it was covering the Constitution, is what I'm saying.
How old was the girl that Dream married?
Old.
She was young. Yeah.
She was of an age.
Yeah.
Of an age.
Yes, of an age.
Anyway, so I will tweet this out, put this in one of your, I think it's a great story. Now, Charlie Jones Parker doesn't look like somebody that a lot of 16-year-olds would want to have sex with, but,
Not
actually, so
much. Let me see. I'm kind of surprised she likes to have sex with the male students.
Oh, she must have got arrested.
Looks more like a gym, gym coach. Maybe.
Yeah, she does look like that.
Oh, so her argument is a constitutional argument?
Yeah.
This feels like a movie. Usually, you know, you have that big soundtrack and you have a lawyer standing up. And in this country, our Constitution, you know, on his closing statements. Only I don't feel like this is a pitch right now that's going to work in Hollywood. Like,
I don't know.
Here's the pitch, okay? Student has sex with 16-year-old. Like, no, we're not doing any of that stuff right now. the streets are hot right now. No, we're not doing it. Yeah, but it's a female street. Yeah, I know.
It doesn't matter.
We're not doing it.
Okay? All right, Josh, we appreciate it. ESPN 975. And
follow us on Facebook.
On Facebook as well. All right, Lance, you know what people need? Testosterone in our lives.
Well, I can tell you this. I know where you can go. Men's T Clinic. Now, they're not just going to say, yeah, come on in. We got a whole line of shots ready for you. We got a bunch of treatments ready to go for you. It's not one of these fly-by-night, side-of-the-road places like after the baseball team won the championship. No, this is you go in, they test, they check your levels. If your levels are where they're supposed to be, they say, sorry, whatever's going on right now with your energy level, or your drive, or libido, or whatever it is that's your particular issue, because they can range, it's not going to have anything to do with testosterone, and you go about your day. They're not going to treat people that don't need to be treated. And when you are treated, they're going to check your levels, and they're going to make sure that the treatments are working, that they're effective, and that they're safe. And this is why seeing a provider is so very important, because they get you tuned up. And they do it very, very efficiently. That's what I love about them. Men's T Clinic will get you diagnosed, and they work with your insurance companies. Most insurance companies will cover your treatments, because it really has a huge impact on the quality of your life when your testosterone drops. You're in a funk that is hard to get out of, especially when it comes to working out and getting results from workouts. Go to menstclinic.com and find out about all their locations. They've got one in Cypress, one location in the Heights, and one now that just opened up in Pearland. Menstclinic.com, menstclinic.com. And if you want to talk to somebody, 713-568-1175.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm so happy to finally be a Longhorn, baby. This has been the hardest process ever, but it's over, and my next journey is in Austin and with my boys in this Revolution class. And I think Revolutionary class, did he mean?
I think that's what they're calling it.
The Revolution
that's
class?
That's the name of the class.
Oh, okay. And I promise we will beat OU and the rest of them. And then you put up the horn signs and everything else. And Baker Mayfield responds to Keandre Coburn. This is what we call being naive. Kid has no idea what it's like stepping into the Cotton Bowl. So here's how it works. The team north of the Red River doesn't flinch, but it's okay. You'll see for yourself. Wish you the best. And Baker has since deleted that tweet. Trash talking. He's a little kid, Baker. And you're a Heisman Trophy winner. You can stop.
No. OU till I die is what Baker's all about.
OU till I die?
Yeah, that's what he's about. So if some all-American defensive tackle is going to talk trash and suggest that he's going to beat Baker's team, even though he's not playing on it anymore, Baker's going to let him know about it. Hey, freshman or soon-to-be freshman.
Hey, Baker, how about a completion or two in the final couple minutes of a game? That'd be great.
How about Lincoln Riley? Don't take the ball out of my hand. How about that?
There is that. Let me ask you a question, and I know Lance has an opinion on this. Will Baker Mayfield be a good starting quarterback in the NFL?
I don't feel it. For some reason, I don't feel it. I'm
starting to get nervous. The more stories I'm hearing, I'm like, oh, man, I've been caping too hard for Baker's not Johnny.
Is he Johnny? He's making poor decisions already. There are some decisions behind the scenes that, grabbing yourself on national television.
By the way, the NCAA, speaking of Johnny, the NCAA actually had to tell Johnny to stop tweeting at Aggie recruits to try to help him commit. Because, so Very much the same, those two.
Why? I wonder why. Why is that a violation?
I guess you're considered a booster, I guess. I don't know.
He's a booster now?
Somehow, some way.
And boosters can't tweet at kids to go to the school?
They're not supposed
to. Okay, because now I have to go because Johnny told me to go.
We all know it's stupid, but yeah, compliance departments across the country will tweet out occasionally, don't tweet at prospective recruits. They tell fans not to do it.
I get that. I guess I get that. Well, who cares if they tweet at recruits? They could tweet all day long as long as they're not paying them. Who cares if they tweet at them?
Who's to say, Johnny?
Unfair advantage?
Yeah.
What? Unfair advantage? Every school doesn't have a big name?
And that's why they ask them?
No.
Not every school.
Yeah. Not every school.
Yeah, every school does.
Who's going to tweet for Central Florida?
Yeah. Blake Bortles.
Mackenzie Milton.
Who's that?
He's the quarterback.
He's their quarterback.
Yeah. He's the quarterback who led them to an undefeated season.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Shaquem Griffin?
Actually, is he allowed to tweet?
No, he might not. No,
he actually can because he's already on the team.
Yeah,
he's
on the team now. Yeah,
Shaquem Griffin?
Blake Bortles,
Blake Bortles will tweet it. Blake Bortles. Oh, if you're not listening to Blake Bortles, then tweet it.
Brandon Marshall.
I'm sorry. Let me ask Raheel a real quick question. Turn his mic
off. Can't see him because
he's the only. I can't see him because he's got a freaking monitor in front of him.
Got to take a picture.
I've already taken one of him with his hard drive. Raheel brought his own. He forgot a laptop. So he comes in and rolls in a hard drive, a laptop, a mouse. Like you brought an office
can't
with you today.
Can't even see him today.
Raheel, I've got a. Just use your phone.
What's up, guys?
What are you doing?
Can you move from behind the screen so I can see?
No, nobody can. You can't talk to anybody.
Here's the great thing about radio. Nobody knows I'm behind a screen.
Oh, yeah. We do.
Only you two do.
We do.
It's a giant monitor.
No, it's not like your giant 60-inch monitor. This is just a standard monitor. You're making it sound like I have your office monitor.
Yeah, but that's a big screen.
Yeah, it is
TV,
a big
basically.
Screen. This is just your standard monitor.
But so you forgot your computer. Let me ask you something. When you think Johnny Manziel, what do you think?
Living life.
No. Nope.
Comeback season.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm sorry, what is it?
Comeback season.
That's right, John. He's branding himself. With his comeback season.
It's comeback season.
Season.
Yeah. It's his comeback season.
Yeah. Yeah. What season is it, guys?
I guess it's comeback season.
Yep.
It's
my man is hustling. I love that.
Yep.
Dude is going to find out that the only problem with selling t-shirts and sweatshirts is inventory. Like, if you order too much, then you're left over. And now you're the product. And, how are you going to do this? So, comeback season could get stalled.
This ain't no Teespring, unless you're doing it off Teespring.
Yeah, then
he's okay if you're ordering actually direct from the shop.
Yeah, like if you're running a booster campaign or something, then that's fine. But, yeah, comeback season is hot.
It is freezing in here. That's for sure.
Yeah,
It's freezing season. So you don't believe in Johnny or Baker Mayfield?
What? I never said that.
Do you believe in Baker Mayfield?
I do.
You think he's going to be a good NFL quarterback?
I think he's going to be a good NFL quarterback. I don't think he's going to be a great NFL quarterback. I think he's going to be good. And I get all the stories behind the scenes that Lance has been talking about. And I don't know any of them, like, personally, right? I never caught a Johnny vibe from him. I caught a dude.
I didn't either.
I never caught that from him.
I don't know. Dude,
running away from the cops. That was
the flag planting, the grabbing your crotch,
awesome.
The FU to the Kansas bench, the little kids, he's got stuff around him.
That's passion. That's college football.
No, running from the cops.
That's the one I just mentioned. Yeah. That's the only one where I can go, dude, what are you doing?
Caught by police.
And caught, the breakaway speed.
Right,
His first 10 yards.
Not great. Not
great.
Yeah, I mean.
Like when you're looking at his 40 time, I bet his first 10 yards, not that great.
Trust me, if I didn't work for a big company and it was just like an offshoot brand and we did TV for draft coverage or combine coverage, I mean, that would be a fun little video. You could have some fun with it. Baker might laugh about it. You could interview him.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it was Barstool Draft or something.
Right.
That's one of the first videos. Let's take a look at some of Baker's highlights.
Right.
And then you show good things.
Right.
You say, what are his weaknesses? People like to think he's fairly mobile, but mobility can be an issue. Boom. That's the first thing you show, that video.
Yeah.
Like, watch him get taken down here. Cannot eliminate the angle of pursuit. And really a concern the first 10 yards. What kind of, here, right here, you see decision making is an issue.
Right. His initial burst.
It was literally something from cops. Like, so anyway, I'm just going to, like, he tries to, hey, look up there.
And then the guy, and he was, and this was not like a former athlete cop.
No.
This is just kind of just run-of-the-mill cop.
Yeah. The dude like took a physical 2 years ago cop. And that was the last time they did a physical on him where they're like, okay, let's see your speed. And let's, how many push-ups can you do? All right, you're clear for 2 years. Go. That's the guy that caught Baker. But luckily in the NFL Combine and NFL games, you normally aren't playing drunk. Normally.
Well,
I'm just saying normally. Like, I get it. Sometimes you might be playing Green
Bay.
Knows. It's cold AF, so you take a shot before the game. That's fine. Mm. But normally you aren't.
Or if you're,
how often are you playing high?
That happens quite a bit. Some guys play drunk. I've heard stories about some guys. In fact, a guy that's a lot like Baker. Anyway.
The guy is drunk.
And the guy is drunk.
The guy is drunk.
What was that from?
It was Kevin. What's his
Harlan.
Name? Harlan. Kevin Harlan. Yeah. Some guy broke out. Some random fan broke out on the field, and Harlan did a play-by-play of the guy zigzagging up and down the field, finally getting tackled by security on the radio.
Oh my God! Ex-U.S. swim coach accused of sexual abuse. Now, the home of former U.S. Olympic team swimming coach Sean Hutchison has been searched in allegations that he sexually abused. Okay, you want to sexually abuse kids? Go be an Olympic coach. Is that their new recruiting?
I don't think it's in the pamphlet.
If you want to have sex with little kids, go be an Olympic coach.
And that's the way we welcome Sports Map.
What in... No, I'm seriously, what is wrong with these people? Are there really this many creeps?
Yes. The world is full of creeps.
Oh my God. I just had my head in the sand like, this can't be this many creeps in a world.
No. Is how about really? Our Olympic coaching
that's
staff?
What I'm saying. Like, golly, creep factory.
Oh my God.
I mean... Innocent until presumed innocence and whatnot, but man.
Olympic swimmer 46-year-old Hutchison took nude photos of Ariana Cookers when she was 17. Homeland Security has launched an investigation. Cookers is now 28, said in a statement that she went to police to report that Hutchison has sexually assaulted her on trips and while training at Seattle area pools. Good Lord. You're 46. Go find a 45-year-old.
Yeah, maybe
a 22-year-old. A 25, whatever. But a 17-year-old?
Just go online if it's that.
Yeah.
What are you doing? There's websites.
I don't think it has anything to do with
you can buy somebody.
Online stuff. He sees a person readily available, and he's going to victimize him.
858 ESPN 97.5. Great to see Craig DeSurf yesterday, wasn't it?
Really was. And I got signed a lease for a new, I needed a car and got into a lease. They have lease opportunities available. Got a very reasonable price on this Traverse, which is one of the hottest crossover vehicles on the market right now. And that's on the Chevy side. But, you know, they've got Buick Enclave, Chevy Traverse, GMC Acadia. Crossovers are huge in the market right now. And they've got the crossovers at much lower prices than you're going to find a lot of the places. They've also got awesome offers going right now on pickup trucks. And I'll give you an example of some of the incentives going on right now. $10,000 off MSRP on all 2018 Chevy 1500 Crew Cab Texas Editions. That's with GMC Financial Financing. They've got 15% off MSRP on all 2018 GMC Acadias and up to $9,000 off MSRP on all in-stock 2017 Buick LaCrosse. So whether you're looking for a great deal on a 17 because maybe you get a better hookup on a 17 or an 18, whether it's a purchase or a lease, you're going to get extremely aggressive trade-in value for your car. They're going to have their entire inventory on stock at LanceZCars.com for you to see. And when you make the trip out to Angleton, Craig DeSurf and his guys are not messing around. If you come out there, they know you're serious about buying cars, and they're going to make sure they do everything they possibly can to help you find what you're looking for, truck, car, SUV, crossover vehicles. Shop online at LanceZCars.com just to make it easy for you, LanceZCars.com, or head down Angleton, down 288, and stop and see my good friend Craig DeSurf, as well as all the killer Ds out there who are making D for deals in Angleton right there at Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
ESPN 97.5.